On this episode of Lending a Hand, I take you behind the scenes at SpaCon. It's the first day of fall here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I guess America. And we talk about opportunities, how to create them, how to have bigger and better ones, and how to use social media to help give you leverage for those opportunities. Looking forward to hearing all of your questions. And this is going to be a badass episode, so stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lending a Hand. This episode is brought to you by Household Solutions. In business for over 19 years, serving the Central Arkansas area with remodels, new site builds, bathroom renovations, custom cabinetry, and anything in between. Household Solutions is the solution for all of your home needs. Find them today at householdsolutions.us or contact Justin White on Facebook. Hello, great people. It has been a minute since I've heard from you since you've heard from me, at least here on Lending a Hand. If you keep up with my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you need to definitely keep up with the stories because I'm doing things on there every day that are adding value to people's lives. But regardless, welcome to the first day of fall 2019. Here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, I'm coming to you live. Well, you're probably not listening to this live, but I'm coming to you live from the Belmont. What is the Belmont? Well, it's a home here on our lot. You know, the past 7-8 weeks now, it's about 7 weeks, I've been working here for a company called Clayton Homes. And I'm here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We have over 29 stores. And what we do is we sell manufactured homes. And I'm not going to bore you with the details, although it is a lot of fun, a completely different industry. I want to apologize for not posting as many of these episodes because I know that people that are following, you know, we've got the 5,000 downloads, blah, blah, blah. Our following on the podcast is really, it's dwindled down a little bit, and that's okay because I really want to hone in on the people that need our services and need the value that we offer because that is the entire goal of this show. Is to lend a hand, offer value to people. I believe I can do that. I believe the people that I have on my team can do that. And that's why we do this episode, these episodes. Now, we used to do them at least 3-4 a month. And, you know, last month we only had one. And if you want to go back and listen to it, obviously that's a great choice. There's a lot of value. But my goal is to start doing these more, but I'm in between a rock and a hard place right now, as I've been just so busy. I don't have the time to consistently put out and get the guests that I was. And also, we've pivoted a little bit from going worldwide guests to more local guests. Now, I think we're going to have a little bit of both in the future. We're going to have guests that fought. We're going to just do a little bit of everything, but always try to provide the value. And I hope that this is sinking in, because if you do listen to podcasts, if you're the person that's going to listen to most of this episode and actually take notes, or actually you're driving your car and you're curious about marketing, or you're curious about homes, or you're curious about different things and topics that we discuss on this show, technology, social media, marketing, of course, how to get people's attention. If you're curious about things like that and you listen to these episodes attentively, then you're going to gain a lot of value from this. And more importantly, you probably need to reach out to me personally at Keaton Lender, because that is how this works. You know, this thing called social media, this thing called networking, it's the world we live in. Is you need to know people that are going in the same direction as you. And I want to know you. I want to know the people that hear me talk for 20, 30, sometimes 2 hours on some of our YouTube videos. you know, we've got a pretty cool little setup that we've been every so often doing with the Arkansas podcast. And a good friend of mine, Dean Marks, we basically have, we just got a ton of equipment. And he's showed me a lot of things about podcasting that I didn't know. And now I'm going to be implementing them more here. And for one, you know, is just put content out there. And I've been saying this forever, is I got to document the process. So today, we are documenting the first day of fall. And I'm going to get back to you guys a little bit later on as this day gets exciting. I'm going to go to lunch. And it's been a very productive morning. I've gotten a lot of phone calls and things answered. But I'm going to go to lunch. And when I get back, we've got some really interesting and in-depth things I want to discuss. Be right back, everybody.
Hey, to all the Lending a Hand followers, people who share and listen to the content that Keaton is able to put out pretty frequently, if not weekly, wanted to make sure I give a quick shout out to him and to you guys for sharing his content, his information. You know, he's always out there trying to help as many people as possible with various different topics, you know, various different people of different backgrounds, ethnicities, walks of life. At the end of the day, keeping things simple and pushing the fact that social media is going to be the next big wave. It already is, but continue to be the biggest wave to be able to get information, content, and stuff out to the public. Be well. Look forward to hearing the next episode.
So if your Monday is going anything like mine, it's a little dreary outside, and the customers are not coming into the office today. That's a typical, normal Monday. And I always find myself in the same spot the past few months, is coming up with content for my marketing company and also balancing working for another company. Because while I can't really work at work, I mean, they are pretty lenient with content, I need to be working with what Clayton is doing. Now, today, I'm just documenting the process and trying to show what I do on a daily basis, because there is opportunity there. There is opportunity by documenting every day. Yes, it may be a little weird, but I assure you that the opportunity is there. What do I mean? Well, here you go. Newsflash. Everyone has opportunity in life, but not everyone has the same opportunity. Because everyone has different skills. The market in business is the ultimate judge of what works and what doesn't. Because if you're profitable, if you're making money, then it, not to say it works, but the market says, hey, there is a need for your product. Right now, there is a need for a lot of things in the world. You have to find the one that you can provide value in, though. And if you can do that, there's opportunity. And it's available for everyone, because we all have the internet, we all have social media, we all have the opportunity now, a bigger opportunity than our parents and the people before the internet had, because we have access to more things, to more people, to more links, more information to help us. The problem that I typically struggle with, or that I see most people struggle with, is one that I share, and that's, what direction am I going? But as of late, that's really become clear to me. And goals are starting to get set, get accomplished, and I'm very excited for the future. But that's because opportunity. And you're going to hear that word a few more times before the end of this show, because I truly believe the value is here. That if you can consistently put out content on social media, on a podcast, eventually, if you're good enough, you'll be found. If you're not good enough, well, maybe it just goes unnoticed. But even if you're not good enough, it can become popular. And I'm a firm believer that the idea of the 15 minutes of fame being a bad thing are so untrue. And I really want to dive into this topic because it's so valuable. I think everyone will have their 15 minutes of fame. And that's not a bad thing if people take advantage of it. I think you should take advantage of when you have the most leverage or attention. Why wouldn't you? Let's get into this topic a little bit more. And I want to hear some of your thoughts. So send me some messages. Send Lending a Hand some ideas for things that you would like to hear us talk about. All right? We'll be right back. If you heard me mention Household Solutions at the beginning of this podcast, I want to tell you a little something special, because Household Solutions has been around the Central Arkansas area for nearly 20 years, remodeling homes, building custom cabinets, back when they were known as Smedley's Cabinets. Justin is the owner and contractor, and he does some of the best work. I'm proud to call him a friend. And this summer, we built a special slide on Lake Hamilton called the Great White Slide. I helped do some marketing for Justin, and I want to promote him more because this hardworking guy is somebody that we locally want to help lend a hand to. Find Justin and his website at householdsolutions.us for more. So we are talking about attention. Welcome back to Lending a Hand, everybody. And attention is everything in life. You don't have to have, we were talking a little bit earlier about leverage and money. You don't always have to have money to have leverage. There are many people in the world that can gain leverage or help people out because they are good at getting attention. And, I always relate it to that high school philosophy of the quarterback or the popular kids or whatever niche or group of people that there are leaders, so to speak. Those are air quotes I just used. And those leaders have attention. They have the ability, for whatever reason, maybe people see it within them. I know we had a quarterback back in high school, Philip Butterfield. Just a natural leader. People would see it in him and follow because they knew that this guy was good. I mean, he went on to get a Division I scholarship at Arkansas State. And people saw that in high school. Shout out, Philip. Can't wait to see you at the 10-year reunion, man. October, what? The 4th? Should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it. So, this idea of attention and leverage is something that I'm obsessed with, if you guys couldn't know. And the whole reason behind doing some of these podcasts is to gain more attention for myself, for my business, for my friends, for their businesses. I just want to have the leverage because I know how hard I'm working every day. So, with that said, I'm going to kind of change gears a little bit and talk about some an interesting little time I had this weekend at SpaCon. So this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I believe that's the correct dates, was a first for me. I got to go to my first ever Comic-Con event here in Spa City, Arkansas. SpaCon. Oh, it was beautiful. Go on my social media to check out videos. Funny. I almost got attacked by the Imperial Army. Darth Vader and several other people. Luckily, we were at SpaCon and we had some backup. So I dressed up as Superman. That was a good time. I've got that one kind of on lockdown as I've been Clark Kent for a few years. But ultimately, I wanted, obviously, back to the value aspect of this, I wanted to talk about how it was so much different than I thought it would be. I've never really been an anime guy or even cartoons. I'm not a big cartoon lover. I don't, you know, I watch TV, but I've never really gotten into that. But going to SpockCon, seeing all the different types of nerds, seeing all the different types of events, vendors, businesses, small to big, comic book stands, action figures. I gotta admit, guys, it blew my socks off. Because I'm a nerd at heart, 100%. And those of you who may be offended by me calling you nerds, well, listen, I got a newsflash for you. Nerds are cool! So, it was absolutely unbelievable. Shout out to everybody I saw there. Great time playing some laser tag, beating up some kids in laser tag. Not beating up some kids, but beating some kids at laser tag. You know, I always tell myself that I'm a kid at heart, no doubt about it. I'm 29 years old, but I feel like I'm 12 years old. I love to go play on the monkey bars. And so with that being said, I want to bring you guys into my life more. I want to be able to share my experiences, share my goofy side more with you. And so if you're following me already on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter or TikTok or LinkedIn, you know, first I want to say thank you. It means the world that you actually take the time to just add me on there and maybe look at my content. But I want to start showing you inside of my life. You know I do live videos often, but I'm trying to be more transparent with what I do on a day-to-day basis, because that's one question I've got a lot of, is that people want to see what I do. And the hard part of that is that I don't want to say I'm boring or anything, but I'm always working. Guys, and so when I'm working, you know, it's not fun to watch somebody else work unless you're, I guess, watching somebody work on something you love. But if I'm selling houses, you might not enjoy watching me do the paperwork behind the scenes. So what I'm going to start doing is putting more goofy videos out there. As my girlfriend likes to say, I'm a goofy dude that people don't really know about. But she believes that if they did know about it, they would like to see that aspect of me. So anyways, in an effort to be more close to you guys, maybe expand my audience, maybe make you guys laugh a little, I'm going to be doing some more videos. Funny, interesting, goofy. My story is always the best place to check out. I put everything there first because, and this is another social media tip, because you can kind of play around and see what works and what doesn't. What catches on, it's a great way to interact with people. And if you know everything that I preach about social media, interaction and engaging with others is the very most important thing. If you're not doing that on a daily basis, then you are robbing yourself of the opportunity that you have on social media. So just keep that in mind. And if you want to give me a follow, that would be wonderful. It's Keaton Linder, KEATONLINDER on all those channels. I interact with all of my followers. I comment when they comment on things. We're doing that all the time on social media, guys. So be on the lookout for new content and new ideas, and always send yours in. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Lending a Hand. I've got some really interesting guests coming up in the next few weeks, and I've got a new podcast show launching as well very soon. So find us on YouTube, message us, send us messages, send us donations. We love your help and your assistance, and I couldn't do it without any of you guys. Y'all are the best, and I just want to say thank you, Arkansas. Thank you if you're not in Arkansas, but we're here to help, and I can't wait to see where this goes. Happy first day of fall. Enjoy your evening, your afternoon, with your friends, your family, and your loved ones. I will talk to you guys soon. Peace out.